Track 8, From Hippos to Dachshunds and Medicine to Pocahontas. For more than 30 years, Rose Barnes was a Norfolk GP. Born and brought up 6,000 miles away, she now helps represent the monarch in her adopted country.
Rose Barnes grew up in Kenya and originally wanted to be a wildlife vet in Africa before becoming a doctor in Norfolk. I had an idyllic childhood with my parents and three sisters, raised on the equator by the shores of Lake Victoria, she said. We have Goan heritage. It was my grandparents on both sides who emigrated to Kenya in the early 1920s. Sunday evening outings were to sit by the lake at a safe distance and watch the hippos emerge at dusk to graze. I have memories of us travelling by car down the Rift Valley and seeing the pink rim of flamingos around Lake Naivasha and visiting the tea plantation in Kercho, where I once had a snake pop out to greet me as I leaned in to smell the pine hedge. Growing up with the wildlife in Africa has left me with a great attachment to animals and nature that lives on. Today, Rose lives near Reefham with her husband, Andrew. We're surrounded by beautiful countryside, she said. Our favourite part of the county is the North Norfolk coastline with its wonderful walks and bird life. Her love of walking goes back to her teenage years when her parents emigrated to Ireland and where she decided to concentrate on human rather than animal medicine. She went to medical school in Dublin and, on the recommendation of a fellow student, arrived in Norfolk in 1983. She worked for a year at a surgery in Dereham and completed her training at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital before joining a GP practice in South Norfolk for more than 30 years, working as Dr. Elizabeth Rose Mascarenhas. Living within the practice area made me part of the community, which was an important aspect of the role of a traditional family doctor, said Rose. It meant that I shared many experiences with people who were my patients, including coping with the anxieties we each felt in our family lives, ranging from dealing with childhood illnesses to managing teenage angst. I was supported hugely by my patients and work colleagues, and the warmth and affection I received helped me with the more challenging aspects of the job. I feel privileged to have been able to achieve continuity of care to the patients and staff at the practice. Then, in 2020, she was invited by the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, Lady Dannett, to become a Deputy Lieutenant. While we continue to mourn the loss of the late Queen Elizabeth II, it has been a great personal honour and privilege to serve as a representative of Her Majesty, said Rose. The role endeavours to present the Crown's lifelong commitment to the welfare of the community. Our mission statement is to respond when approached, assist when invited, improve where possible, sustain where necessary, and encourage where practicable. The unpaid role includes helping raise awareness of and promote nominations for national awards and honours. And Rose said, I'm always amazed by the many charities and individuals quietly helping in their local communities, providing the support to others which is needed now more than ever in these difficult times. One particular event I thoroughly enjoyed was in October 2021, representing the Lord Lieutenant at Native American Day, which was a celebration of the life of Pocahontas, Norfolk's great hero of equality and diversity. The event was organised as part of the celebrations of Norfolk Black History Month and took place at St Mary the Virgin Church, Heacham, in recognition of Pocahontas's connection through her marriage in 1614 to John Rolfe, a local Norfolk man. I was delighted also to have the opportunity to engage with local communities when I presented COVID memorial plaques to the town of Reefham and to some of its neighbouring villages to commemorate the resilience of the communities during the pandemic. Rose is not just involved in recognising the voluntary work of others. She is a volunteer herself with organisations helping homeless people and encouraging children to love reading. She is a trustee and volunteer at St Martin's, which is marking 50 years of supporting people who are sleeping rough or homeless in Norwich. Dean Alan Webster first offered shelter in 1972 to a man named Eddie at Norwich Cathedral Close, and from there it has grown to supporting 300 people every day, said Rose. St Martin's not only offers somewhere safe to stay for those in urgent need, but also supports the people who use the service when they are ready to move forward with their lives towards independent living. Rose also volunteers with the Norfolk Reading Project, going into her local primary school at Great Witchingham to hear the children read. My aim as a volunteer is to allow them to practice their reading skills in a relaxed and informal way, so that they can learn to take pleasure in everything that reading has to offer, she said. Rose and Andrew's children both trained as teachers, inspired by her teacher mother's passion for education. One of their children is now an academic in Denmark and the other a teacher in Cambridge. Their home is completed by their pets. Our dogs, mini Dachshunds, are very much in charge of the household, said Rose.